The 10th annual Cincinnati Fringe Festival runs from May 28th to June 8th this year in downtown and over the Rhine. Producing artistic director Eric Vossmeyer dropped by tonight for a quick overview. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me, Lee.
Good seeing you again.
Too.
And you're busy.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a crazy week this week.
10 years and the festival's grown. How many productions slated this year?
This year we have 34 main performances and then a handful of special events as well. Plus we do a whole bunch of other things during the festival, mural and workshops and all kinds of other things too.
Applications from around the country and the world now.
From around the world this year, yeah. We're really excited to have two international acts in this year's festival.
And where are they from?
One from Australia and one from England.
And you have a lot of folks from Cincinnati participating, too.
We do, yeah. We try and keep the percentage of participants from Cincinnati at around half of it because I really want to encourage and let them know that the festival is, in fact, for them as much as it is for everybody else who applies. So 50% of our groups this year are from the Cincinnati area.
And these are theater productions as well as what else?
We have theater. We have a few dance productions this year. And then we sort of separate out into genres like solo performance, musicals. And then we have kind of like a variety show or multimedia type thing with some clowning aspects. We have a whole bunch of things that are sort of family friendly this year. So it's just really kind of a cross section of all kinds of theater you can imagine.
And what else besides theater is going to be there?
So we do a large-scale mural on one of the walls of our building. We have a big photography project that we're really excited to be doing this year with Matt Steffen. We will also be working with some filmmakers to do some documentary-type filmmaking about the Fringe Festival. And then we do a whole bunch of, like I said, special events. So we incorporate Over the Rhine Improv. We incorporate True Theater. They do performances for us during the festival. And there's all kinds of other fun stuff that I'm not talking about because it's a surprise and you only get to see it if you're there.
And your building, No Theaters Building?
Yes, No Theaters Building is Fringe headquarters. Everything happens there. It's where we sort of gather every night. That's really kind of the epicenter of the Fringe community.
And where's that located?
It's on Jackson Street, just north of Central Parkway and just south of the Art Academy.
And what are the venues where people will go to see all these different presentations?
So we have 10 different venues this year, from the School for Creative and Performing Arts to Motor Pub to Coffee Emporium to two different spaces in the Art Academy to some vacant storefronts on Main Street, including No Theater. So we use as many spaces as we can possibly get our hands on.
Are most of the activities at night during the weekdays?
Yeah, everything starts around 7 o'clock on the weekdays and around 2 or 3 in the afternoon on Saturdays and Sundays.
Can they buy tickets for one day, or how does that work?
Yeah, we have a whole lot of different sort of pass options for the festival. So there's an all-access pass, which gets you into everything for one price. There's a six-show pass, which gets you a discount on six tickets. There's also a one-night stand pass, which is what we call it, which gets you two tickets and a drink at the bar on any night of the festival. That's one of our more popular ones for people who just want to kind of try out the festival and say, I have a night, I'd like to go down and check out a couple of shows. So you get a discount on a couple of shows and a discount on a drink at the bar.
Must-sees?
Oh man, there's so many this year. This is an amazing lineup. So I would say there's a couple of sort of new groups who've come to us. There's a show called Poe and Matthews, A Misadventure in the Middle of Nowhere, which is kind of a combination clowning slash sort of historical fiction type show, which seems to me really exciting. Brand new group. I've never seen them perform, but I'm really excited to see them. We have a local group called Homegrown Theater with a show called Pulling Off Procreation, which I think is going to be kind of interesting. And then we've got some local returning favorites, too. We've obviously got Performance Gallery, who's been in the festival all 10 years. Pones, Inc., who does some amazing sort of community-driven, community-based performance dance pieces. And then, like I said, acts from all over the country and the world.
And Michael Burnham's going to be doing something.
Michael Burnham is doing a piece. Yeah, this will be his, I think, third or fourth time since I've been producing the festival that he's done something. And his show is called And the Rand Played On.
And where's that going to be?
That is being performed at the Art Academy, one of the two spaces in the Art Academy.
The Art Academy now has moved from up in Mount Adams down into
Yeah, they moved, yep, just before we moved into our space. So they have a building on Jackson Street, right, just basically the block north of No Theater.
Are there a lot of events going on at the same time, people to choose from?
Oh, yeah. Any night you can see two or three performances, and there are probably two or three different paths by which you can see two or three performances. And then the weekends, there are up to 22 performances on any given day. Don't be overwhelmed. There's plenty of time to see as many things as you want, but we just like to offer everybody as many choices as possible.
Do you need more volunteers?
We always need volunteers. It takes over 200 volunteers to run this festival. It's something that we are incredibly proud of the volunteer corps that we have and so grateful to them for all of what they do because this festival doesn't exist without them.
So can they go to your website and try to volunteer?
Every single thing they would possibly want to do in association with the Cincinnati Fringe Festival is available on the website.
Eric Vossmeyer, producing artistic director, thanks for coming in tonight.
Thank you, Lee.
The 10th Annual Cincinnati Fringe Festival runs May 28th to June 8th. To find more information at WVXU.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Lee Hay.